Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
1965, King of the Road. Roger Miller, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
No,
I think it's Sip's turn today.
Yeah, this song. Trying to bully me a lot with this
I'm not
song of the day.
Bullying you.
Yeah. Like to the point.
Roger Miller. I saw him do that song.
You did?
Yeah.
You saw it?
You saw it. Do it in Austin at Willie's Picnic. It was incredible. He only did one song. He could have. I think he only did one song. He might have done "Dang Me," "I'll Take a Rope and Hang Me." But yeah, I saw it. It was incredible. It was right before the power. There was a power outage, but it was right before the power outage. Yeah, I mean, come on. We've heard that song a zillion times. It's still good. Now I haven't probably heard it for 5 years. So I was surprised.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
I've heard it. No, I hear it yearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear it. It's in the nines. It's a timeless classic, as they say. Roger, by the way, died in 1992. Only age 56.
God. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ouch. 9.6665.
I had a deal. I was going through old photos last night. We're trying to find some photos on the phone, so I was thumbing through it, and I found this list of songs that I made, of songs that not like my favorite, just like these are songs that would pop into my head, so I'd write them down on this piece of paper,
yes.
And that was one of them.
Yes.
And I brought it. I thought, you know what? I'm going to tie in a Bill's Thrills to King of the Road.
Oh.
I was going to do that, but now.
You can still do it.
But anyway, that came up. It was listed right after L.A. Freeway by Jerry Jeff Walker. And so, Jake,
man, what the
that's
hell?
As good and smooth as you.
That is smooth.
I mean,
really smooth.
You talk about being smooth. Imagine being that.
Roger. Oh,
Roger.
Roger Dean Miller.
Yeah, it's a 9.9.
Oof.
It's a 9.9.
High nines for both you guys.
Oh, thank you. That's incredible, Jake.
You think Rudy will be high like that?
What's that? Rudy? He's going to like it. 8.2.
Is Rudy high?
7.3 says, nice Sunday vibes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Rudy, I'm telling you.
It is a nice Sunday vibe.
Throw on some headphones and listen to that again, and you'll just be blown away. And talk about one that's timeless. Huh. 20 years from now, it's like, what'd you
that'll still be good.
That'll still be good.
Always sounds good.
Yeah.
I like the Sunday vibe. Good.
Yeah, good take by Rudy. Yeah,
some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Text line first, Sandmaster and KC, 9.4. Guilt Nerd, 7.1. Chet in Nebraska City says 10. Roger Miller is a legend. Bill and Bennett, 8.75. Sean in Omaha, 8.6. Mike and Dalton, 9. Ryan in California, 8.9. Who is Clemens
Bird?
6.
Oh, wow.
That's as high as Bird can be.
Wow.
That's almost like a 10.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bird.
Someone says Jake is getting his groove back, 10.1.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Jake.
Jake in Utica, 9. Lyle in Omaha, 9.2. Gavin in Pender, 8. Cheeseburger, 10. Best song you've ever played.
The Burger.
Ever.
The Burger. Thank you.
Best song you ever played.
Doug in Idaho, 8.7. Pops in Minnesota, 8. Who is the one who had the long bike ride this weekend? 66 miles.
Had the wreck.
Fell off 2 miles to
Broke
go.
Broke a rib and finished the last 2 miles.
Scooter and Rokas says, wow, 2 days in a row, 9.55.
What was yesterday?
This might be your highest.
I played Someday by Sugar Ray yesterday. He liked that one. You guys did not.
No.
Well, Bill, Sip did. Bill did not.
This might be your highest rated song yet overall. We're like in the nines for
pretty
an average.
Good.
Oh, yeah, from the Breakers.
Ozarks Brandon. Jake is back with Better Times, 8.4.
Yeah.
Better times.
Better times.
Corey in Hole, Iowa. I'm 37 years old, but that's a 10 all day long.
What, Iowa?
Hole, Iowa. That's there's a candy factory in Hole. I've been to Hole before.
Oh, you would know.
You're from the state.
I have toured the candy factory. And I was like,
There's a photo somewhere of Jake in a Hawkeye sweatshirt or something.
No, I guarantee it never happened. We were a Nebraska family through and through.
How do you spell Hole?
H-U-L-L. Hole.
Oh, Hole. Hole. Okay.
Yeah. Jennifer 6, hubby 6.4. Thought they'd be higher than that.
Yeah. Still a good score, but yeah, I would have guessed them in the 8s. Thank you for the spotted cow.
Don't forget.
Yes.
And the cheese curds.
Yeah.
And I've got the cheese curds also. Yes. Thank you.
Cannot forget YouTube.
Yet? I'm not.
Are you okay?
YouTube, Chris P 8.7. Plainsman and Grant 8.9. Robert 8.2. East Lincoln West 8.1. Casey 7.9. Nice groove. Comment there.
Oh.
Both 8.75. Blitzkrieg. What was the comment from Blitzkrieg, Sip?
Excuse me. I hate to bother you, but I'm Blitzkrieg.
I don't mean to interrupt.
I don't mean
to. 3.2 from Blitzkrieg.
What?
Yeah, come on.
I don't mean to interrupt.
BWD 10.
Blitzkrieg.
Gary 9.8. Song of the day again was King of the Road by Roger Miller.
I can't believe I thought of this song yesterday. That's why I freaked out.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. World's collide.
It's happenstance, but it's very, that is interesting that you were considering that yesterday. You had found a slip of paper. What other songs were on there?
Well,
you got it? Oh.
Oh, the glasses are on. He has the slip with
it. I'd like to know what other songs are on there. Just, you know, a few others. It's interesting to me that you wrote down some songs.
In the Mood, Glenn Miller Band, The Locomotion, Grand Funk Railroad.
The Locomotion.
Rockin' at Midnight, Honey Drippers. Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, Jerry Jeff Walker. L.A. Freeway, Jerry Jeff Walker. I've Been Everywhere, Johnny Cash.
Oh, you love that
and
song.
And Jackson.
Jackson by Cash is really good.
Don't Stop Believin', Journey.
Wow, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah. Cab Driver, Mills Brothers. Jesse's Girl, Rick Springfield. King of the Road was after that. Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel. That's Delta Dawn, Tanya Tucker. I Love This Bar, Toby Keith.
Yeah, great song.
Trouble, Travis Tritt.
That's a good one.
T-R-O-U-B-L.
Yeah, yes. Trouble's really good.
Yeah, Kansas City, Wilbert Harrison. Good Hearted Woman, Waylon and Willie, and Maybe It's Time, which is Bradley Cooper from A Star Is Born.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
It's kind of a good, song.
No.
Okay.
Without further ado,
that was my list.
It is time.
Just random songs.
Yeah, it's a good list.
Time for Bill's Thrills. Bugaboo Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza. Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy
and the crew, they will do all things remodels for your bathroom, house, kitchen, everything remodels, they do it. Dinert Contracting.
Yesterday was fun. Me and Jake received a video.
We did. That was
from
awesome.
Randy. Of him filming Hayden carrying things above his head at the job site. Over his head.
So Hayden's
doing it. Yes, it's hard to do a selfie video, but,
right.
But we do have the video of Hayden carrying stuff over his head.
What was the example?
It looked like it was some sort of landscaping at that time that they were doing. It was like a landscaping.
Correct.
Looked like a tree. But I'm saying it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy, but Randy's training Hayden because Randy's been doing this for like 40 years of lifting stuff over his head.
That's what we do. Diners are over the head here.
Yeah.
You can call Randy and the team at Dinert Contracting at 402-417-5204 for any remodel questions you have.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thank you.
Bill's thrills.
Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill.
Things that bother me. This is something that's just gone away.
What?
A lost art. The earbuds are duds. The earbuds are duds. Radio is not tradio.
Ooh.
I'm going out for a... I'm taking Sugar for a walk on Saturday, and I'm out walking, and I look, and there's a guy working on some... laying brick on the front of this house. He's laying brick. And he's got his radio plugged in, and it's blasting. It's blasting.
Oh, you
and
like
it was
that.
So awesome.
Oh, my God.
It was so awesome to hear someone with the radio plugged in on a construction site and just blasting. You can see him just kind of bopping his head,
oh, yeah.
Had his music going. Oh, it was incredible. Today's world is plug in and disconnect. You don't hear, you do not hear any,
100.
You never hear public radio 100. Or music anywhere at all.
Not at the gym.
No one even cares at the gym what you play because everyone has their own music in. There's music on, but no one even cares. Oh, the art of music blaring is just remarkable.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful.
It's gone, and it bothers me.
I get you.
Because the neighbor's going to be like, I don't know. So I'm talking to my good friend Eric Getzfred, who's not in the Hall of Fame, and
still,
please look into this.
At Wesleyan.
He's
yes.
not.
So I talked
to him.
He went
in the major leagues?
What's that?
No,
that was different. he got a tryout with the 49ers.
Okay.
So anyway, he told me about how when he used to work at his, he had this other house that he bought, and he for like 6 months worked on it by himself. And every morning he'd go over there and he'd open the windows and put the speakers in them, and he played vinyl. And he played Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass because someone had left him all these vinyl albums.
Oh, my God.
And so it was just, you know, just horn sections blasting out. But he said you could hear it for blocks away. And I'm just like, if I was walking down and I could hear Herb Albert playing from two blocks away from somebody doing...
It'd be a dream.
It'd be the dream of all dreams.
It'd be like going to venue at 4:30 on a Monday.
It would be like going to getting pretzel bites. It'd be the same as pretzel
Stella.
Bites. I just can't imagine... God. I mean, I just looked at this guy like, man.
God, that is amazing. You never see that.
Nothing.
Never.
When you used to go by every site where someone was working on something, the radio was one of the first things you got out.
Yeah.
The first thing was like, set the radio up.
Oh, yeah.
Set it up. Now, let's just put our earbuds in and no one connect. How about that?
It's funny when you try to talk to somebody at the gym, it's a whole ordeal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, every time. It's so annoying.
Thank you.
And they go right back into right like, back I'm not in. Done talking to you.
Yeah.
Keep them out for a few seconds.
And it's
seriously.
A little hypocritical of me because I will have mine in the gym also because I'm listening to my...
Okay.
But the gym doesn't bother me as much as...
Oh,
I mean, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. to hear that...
You don't hear it ever.
Ever. Ever. And it used to
so
be...
So you heard it.
I heard it. I stopped. I stopped and observed.
It's like looking at like
it's a time
art.
It's like a time capsule, but it opened up. Hey, here's what we're gonna do.
Look at this man working with a radio.
How
odd is that?
What a sight!
What a sight! And think about today's world. When they're doing the show 20 years from now, I won't even talk about that. No one will know of it. Of a radio, it's like no, that never happened.
You can almost like do a sculpture of it and put it in Sheldon. Say, yeah. What is that?
What is that?
There's a man working in front of a radio. How odd is that?
In the year 2025.
Steve, can you picture what the radios look like about 1980 on a construction site?
I can see them.
If you want also, put an antenna. Whoop!
Yep.
It'd put the antenna up.
You can go to an antique store, because I did this, and buy one. I have one. On my kitchen counter, I'll take a picture of it. You could go get one. They still have them. You can get them.
Remember,
but you don't see them.
No.
Remember, you see them at an antique store.
When myself and Mike Martin, Dr. Martin here in town, were painting the Rahonic house, and we had the radio playing for the Z92 giving away the
Right.
We listened. I mean, it's all we had. And we had multiple ones set up around the house. So we didn't have to carry the... So
they're all on the same station.
It's all on the same station, just set up around the house.
Z92. Better times. Parallel lives. Z92 was gigantic.
Yeah. Z92 was incredible.
Big for us.
We should drive around the country just to hear it.
Yeah.
You could get the station. Go ahead, Jay.
We do have some response here from the Breakers. 402-464-5685. A lot of people wanted... Marcus says 100, Bill. 100 on that one. Let's see here. Someone says, I'm working on a retaining wall right now, blasting the stool.
Right.
Oh, right now at 7-Eleven in the morning in the Ozarks.
In the Ozarks.
We are honored by that.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, Officer McLeod in Columbus.
Yeah,
says,
Columbus.
I have a side job doing gutters on my days off. The work radio is blasting from the truck every day. Local classic country to get your morning going.
I like that. I'm like that it's still out there because I haven't seen it forever.
No, I don't see
it
very often.
Forever.
Officer McLeod's got a side job doing gutters.
Yeah.
So he's saving Nebraska and then also doing a side job. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's got a picture from Hizzlebear of a Milwaukee radio, and it says, this station is always on the job site. It blares your station every day, but Friday is music Friday.
Music Friday. Okay.
I'm glad
to hear there's some few out there. Okay.
Grant in the Bottoms, our friend, he says, North Bottoms has the ticket on in the backyard on the radio.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Durant.
Rosebud in Elmwood says, I'm at a job site by Beatrice blasting the stool on my radio right now.
How about
We're being blasted.
I'm with Bill though. You don't see it.
No,
you don't. Not very often.
Jake, it was such a big deal when I used to work construction on whatever smaller job. If we had access to electricity like that, I was like, get the radio set up.
I made the day go better.
The first thing you did was get the radio set up.
Made the day go much faster. Yeah. Made the day go much faster. It did. I work at the Platte County Ag Society. I don't know why I always call it that. It's the fairgrounds. Yes. But if you didn't have radio during the day would drag.
Long day.
Yeah.
We'll end with this one from Big B. Says, if I'm listening to a great song, then everyone else is too with me.
What?
Nice.
Well, how about that? Yeah. Making a stand.
Bill, what was the headline again today?
The earbuds are duds. Radio's not tradio.
Here's what I'd ask you. I don't know that you can do this. I think if you went to Walmart and said, I just want to buy a radio, I don't think you can do it.
I don't think you really
can today,
either.
Then.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Maybe I'll do,
what
maybe
do you
I'll
want?
Try today.
I'd like an AM, FM radio.
I don't know.
What else with that? Nothing. I want an AM, FM radio. I don't think you can.
I honestly don't think you can.
I might make a walkthrough today instead of going to the venue. Yeah.
Good luck.
To get to see if they can get a radio at Walmart.
I just want an AM.
For show purposes.
I think if you asked like a certain age worker, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean? Just a radio AM, FM.
No idea.
Yeah. It'd be you might get a strange
look. Steve.
That is Bill Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two is next. Are we sure that Nick Saban's done coaching?
Oh, God.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.